Hello, and welcome to Affirmation Nation with me, Bab Duque. Hello. A happy Monday to you all, and a happy All Hallows' Eve. You know, Halloween is a special day, celebrated by children as a way of expressing their other selves, and by adults by getting drunk and acting slutty. But for some of us, Halloween is a time for reflection. A reflection on those darker forces that lie within us. Recently, I was diagnosed with psychic vampirism. Now, I wasn't familiar with this term, but I have to say, this shoe fits pretty well, even though I don't really like it. I'm looking up from the Oxford Wikipedia here, and I quote, "A psychic vampire is a person or being who claims to feed off the life force of other living creatures." I don't claim to, but I have been called an energy suck before. It goes on to say that a 2007 scholarly survey carried out upon people claiming to be vampires, either psychic or sanguinarian, those are blood drinkers, that shows anecdotal evidence of a higher than normal incidence of certain illnesses and conditions such as anemia, fibromyalgia, and hemophilia. Check, check, and check. Now, folks, I don't like these, but again, I have to say, this shoe fits like the glove shoes that people wear. That's what it's like. Goes on to say, the term psychic vampire was popularized in the 1960s by Anton LaVey and his Church of Satan. I don't like that already. LaVey wrote on the topic in his book, The Satanic Bible, and claimed to have coined the term. LaVey used psychic vampire to mean a spiritually or emotionally weak person who drains vital energy from other people. Well, I'm going to choose to ignore that one. The others, though, provide an opportunity to reflect. And what I came up with after reflecting on it just now is that I need to take better care of my fibromyalgia, my anemia, and my hemophilia. And I think that in some ways we're all psychic vampires, insofar as we need each other to keep living. We need the fellowship, the communion that conversation or even simple eye contact can provide. So, yes, I guess I am a psychic vampire, metaphorically speaking. And I guess I do want to suck your blood. And by that I mean, take in your life force and give you some of mine. It can be a beautifully metaphoric blood orgy of swapping metaphorical fluids. I'll be your psychic vampire if you'll be mine. Have a great night. Be safe. Great night. Be safe. Okay. Alrighty. Have a good one. Bob Duca's Affirmation Nation is an Earwolf Media production, co-produced by Scott Aukerman and Jeff Ulrich. You can send me, Bob Duca, a question, message, or health tip to affirmationnation@earwolf.com.